Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Andrew Shatkin Show. It's usually at 6:30 or 11 o'clock or sometimes 9:30, sometimes 3 in the afternoon. But tonight it's at 8 o'clock. What I'm going to talk about tonight, I don't want to give my background because I've given it many times. I am this is a politically incorrect show. I really don't engage in political ideology or media hype or media falsehoods, etc. I am concerned with truth and facts. And I am a Christian, and I adhere to the creeds of the church and the full authority of Holy Scripture. And I also have written 10 books, legal and Christian, and I have planned other books, too. I've just published a book on the Psalms. I run two radio shows, Christian radio shows, but I welcome all comers, all faiths, all thoughts, all ideas, all opinions. And over 4,300 people have visited my podcast show, and many people from China and Muslim countries have visited these shows. I have also to note, I have written over 700 essays available on social media and my website and social media. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about something about why should you be a Christian? Or the question is, what are we to make of the claims of Jesus of Nazareth to be God, and to show the way to eternal life, to conquer death and offer us regeneration and new life? The question is, what are we going to make about these statements? That he claims to be God, he claims to show the way to eternal life, to conquer death, and to bring us new life and a fuller, richer human life. The question is, what are we going to make of it? What does anybody make of it? The question, of course, is, as outlined, a little bit ridiculous. Like a fly sitting on top of a giraffe and asking what he must do. And it's somewhat absurd, if not comical, in asking. The question might be better put, what will this colossus of history, this greater man at all time, the man we name for our centuries, what will he make of us? Not what we will make of him, but what this giant, this eternal God, this person, the epitome of greatness, will make of us. The question is very pressing because Jesus said many things and made claims that nobody has ever made. Now, people talk about Jesus as a prophet, as a good man, as a person loving the poor and trying to do good in the world, but he's much more, and he makes other claims. He claims to work miracles, feeding 5,000 people with one fish and one loaf of bread. He claims to change water into wine. He claims to cast out demons that may beset us and to... And he claims to make whole and lame people whole and the disabled whole. He says many things and he does many things beyond being a nice, good person. The word tells us to get richer and richer. He tells us to get poor. The secular society tells us to be smart, sophisticated, in the know. He tells us to be like little children. The world tells us that getting and taking and acquiring is the answer. He tells us that the poor are blessed. The world values dominance, power, and wealth. He says the poor in spirit are blessed and the meek will inherit the earth. Media propaganda tells us that everything is getting better and better for everyone. He tells us that the world is corrupt and doomed to extinction, to be replaced by a new order. So he says quite a few things that are really quite amazing. Feeding 5,000 with one fish and one loaf of bread, changing water into wine, casting out demons from people, curing them of leprosy, making the crippled whole. The world tells us to get richer and richer. He tells us to get poor. He says, blessed are the poor. He says to the rich young man, go and sell your goods and get poor. The world tells us to get richer and richer. He tells us to get poor. The secular society tells us to be smart, sophisticated, in the know. He tells us to be like little children. The world tells us that getting and taking and acquiring is the answer. He says the poor and poor in spirit are blessed, not getting and taking and acquiring. The world values dominance, power, and wealth, and gives honor and glory to those who obtain its respect. He says the poor and poor in spirit are blessed, and the meek will inherit the earth. Media propaganda tells us everything is getting better and better. He tells us the world is corrupt and doomed to extinction. This century has been a century of genocides, unbelievable acts of torture and murder on a massive scale, whether World War One, World War Two, whether the Armenian genocide by the Ottoman Turks, the Nazi genocide on the Jewish people and others, the Cambodian genocide, Rwandan genocide, Darfur. In the face of these genocides, the world is not getting better and better. He tells us correctly the world is corrupt and doomed to extinction. He tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. But we know that people don't do that. He consorts and socializes with the outcasts, dies the death of an executed criminal, and tells a criminal beside him on the same day that he will be with him in paradise. He says of those who will follow him, they will never die. Well, what are we going to make of this man and what he says? And his life. He consorts and socializes with outcasts and undesirable people, dies the death of an executed criminal beside two criminals crucified next to him, tells a criminal beside him that he will be with me in paradise. He says that those who follow him will never die. No one has ever said these things that he has said. He is not merely a prophet. He is not merely a good guy. Nobody has ever said or done these things and made these fantastic claims. In an age of corporate greed, self-love, and selfishness, he offers a radical alternative to the present vision. Well, that's about what I have to say about Jesus here. I'm going to add that I see no alternative to the corruption and hatred of the present world based on power, money, and materialism. The world tells us to be superior to those around us. He tells us to serve, using our minds, gifts, and talents as a gift of God. He tells us that class, wealth, and race and sex make no difference. So in a world ruled by greed and egotism, we need a reawakening in the faith of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of the majestic theophany of Mount Sinai. For each one of us, he stands by the waters of the sword of the Sea of Galilee, bidding all men and women, rich and poor alike, peasant and ruler, to follow him. And those who do so will, through the trials, tribulations, and sufferings and joys of this coming life, come to know him. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk about Jesus. I'm going to do it again. I have a chapter in my book, Why I'm a Christian, that outlines this in the book Essays in the Christian Worldview. I think you should take a look at it. It's on page 3 to 4. And I think you'll enjoy it. And I'm going to talk a little more tomorrow night on this subject and get more deeply in who Jesus says he is, the claims he makes. He is not merely making a claim to be a good person. He is not claiming to be a prophet. He is claiming to be God in these fantastic statements that, if not believed, are the statements of an insane person. The claims he makes are the claims, if not believed, are the claims of an insane person. He says them many times over, and we have to understand that the claim he makes is the claim to be God. And that is the essential issue for everyone and for all the world and for all of us. You have to accept it or reject it. He makes it voluntary, but that is his claim, and that is what he's asking us to do and believe. Hope you enjoyed this talk, and I'll be talking again tomorrow night on this subject. Bye.